Adam, so it seems a lot of people are ditching the no pain, no gain method and going for forms of exercise that they're actually enjoying this lockdown.
Yes and no.
Okay.
On a consistent basis, it's important to engage in something on a daily basis that is not massively taxing. But twice to three times a week, it is recommended by cardiologists to increase your heart rate up to 80% of your maximum.
Okay.
Up to three times a week. A lot of people find that hard to do themselves without the sort of help of a coach or a club or a group of people that sort of spurs you on. But it is important to get that heart rate up and feel sort of breathless three times a week for up to 20 minutes each of those sessions. So there's good parts and bad parts come out of that movement.
Well, the movement, I suppose, the good thing is getting people outside and getting them doing things they like doing. And then it's just to be more aware that if you're looking to, I suppose, stay in a particular shape or get in a shape, that maybe you're going to have to be a little bit more stringent with it. You said to me before, I've only realised since we've been doing this running and walking club, I was walking on the flat quite often. And now I realise that really, if you're going to be getting any gains, you need to be doing inclines, you need to be jogging, running, moving quicker, don't you?
Yeah, and essentially that ties into what I was saying with getting the heart rate up. Mm. So generally, the higher the heart rate, the more calories you burn. It's the more revving of the engine. If you just start your car, for example, using a car, and you just start it up in your driveway and don't go anywhere, and it's just sort of idling along, that's what your metabolism will be doing as well. But in order to actually burn a bit of fuel, which you're trying to do in your body, you need to rev it up and go places and go quick or go hard or go heavy.
Okay.
Yeah.
This week, the walking, running, jogging, wogging, whatever their group, there's 20 people in it here with Pura Vida. How many collective K did they do in the first week of it?
880.
Was it? Yeah, I did add it up.
Crazy.
Yeah, between 20 people. Yeah, but that's everyone just sort of contributing, I suppose, small but regular amounts each day. And the major thing, that one of my big thing words is sort of consistency in terms of a training approach, but the main thing that these apps make people do is, and the competitive element is, to make people be consistent and go out in all weathers. As we found this week, that with those horrendous conditions during the week, that people were still out there. It was still warm enough to go out and perform. Yeah.
That particular one's the Nike Running Club we've been using, isn't it? Which is quite good because it's free and it's easy enough to use.
Yeah, it's simple. It's not without its little bugs and things, but it does seem to be relatively simple for a wide variety of people and abilities to use, whether they're tech savvy or not.
Okay. The other thing is, this week I ended up doing 30k, I think, this week, but I lost an extra 2 pounds. I have been losing one, and this week I lost two, so I think that might have something to do with it.
Yeah, your activity level is rising no matter what activity you do, even if you're not moving that quick. So inevitably then the energy balance, calorie balance is tipping towards your favour of burning more calories than you're taking in. It's a fairly simple equation.
Well, that's good to hear. That's what we want. All right, thank you. We'll chat to you next week.
All right, thanks, Laura.